There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin in Australia, where Jewish community leaders have praised Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's cautious stance on recognizing a Palestinian state, emphasizing patience and conditions for peace. Albanese stated Australia would not rush to recognition, citing concerns over Hamas's involvement and the need for a stable, peaceful Palestinian leadership. Experts agree that genuine peace requires conditions rather than symbolic gestures, ensuring stability for Israelis and Palestinians. Meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, a Jewish comedian, Philip Simon, has faced cancellation at two Edinburgh Fringe venues over his perceived views on Israel, despite asserting he supports only peace and the release of hostages. His long-running show, Duorama, was dropped, and his solo performance, Shall I Compare Thee in a Funny Way, was cancelled, with both venues citing his stance on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Simon expressed shock at being cancelled just for being Jewish and has urged audiences not to boycott the venues based on these developments. The European Commission plans to suspend Israel's access to the EU's Horizon Research Fund amid their escalating concerns over Gaza's worsening humanitarian crisis. The suspension would impact Israeli startups working on cutting-edge technologies like cybersecurity, drones and AI, which often have dual-use applications. The proposal is expected to be debated and possibly approved by EU member states soon, signaling a shift in the bloc's stance amid ongoing tensions. Pro-Palestinian protesters have again clashed with Greek riot police, this time on Rhodes Island, as they attempted to block an Israeli cruise ship's arrival. Social media footage showed police confronting protesters near the dock. Unlike a previous incident on nearby Syros, where 1,600 Israeli passengers were prevented from disembarking due to protests, passengers visiting Rhodes managed to disembark without major disruptions. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. Dutch media reports that the Netherlands will ban Israeli ministers Bezalel Smotrich and Itamar Ben-Gvir having been declared persona non grata. At yesterday's UN conference, Palestinian Authority leader Mohammed Mustafa urged Hamas to relinquish Gaza's control and disarm, emphasizing the need for a unified approach to promote a two-state solution. A recent survey reveals that 20% of young Australians witness anti-Semitism, highlighting growing concerns over anti-Semitic attitudes nationwide. As Israel faces a severe heat wave, a new report is warning of extreme temperatures threatening hostages' health and mental well-being, risking heightened trauma and unpredictable behavior from captors, whilst escalating safety concerns. A viral image of a starving Palestinian child has been falsely linked to Israel's Gaza blockade. Officials clarify that 5-year-old Osama al-Rakab is not affected by the conflict, but instead suffering from a genetic illness and is receiving treatment abroad. Australia has warned universities to address rising anti-Semitism or face funding cuts. Following reports of Jew hate in higher education, officials are also expecting annual reports to combat ingrained racism effectively. And finally, with just a week to go, the JCC Maccabi Campus Games in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, are set to be the largest in-person Jewish youth sports event worldwide. After over a year of meticulous planning, organizers anticipate a transformative experience for athletes, coaches, and families. Support from the community has been remarkable, with $3.5 million raised, symbolizing a shared commitment to Jewish identity and youth engagement. The games promise a vibrant celebration of Jewish culture, sport, community activities, and connection on a global stage. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.